This is Senator Al Simpson. Each year, 15,000 people give up their lives in car accidents just because they forgot to buckle up. Such a stupid waste. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, while it is true that more people buckle up in these days, the number of lives that could still be saved if more people just used a seatbelt is truly staggering. Taking that extra moment to strap in could also prevent 56,000 injuries to children in each year. Ted, even though Detroit has now given the green light on airbags and now tries to include them, people still must buckle up. Airbags only work for head-on collisions, while seat belts make all the difference in most other accidents. So, Ted, whether it's in the city or out on the open road, everyone should get smart and buckle up. The crash dummies know that, Ted. Even you could learn a lot from a dummy.
Al, everyone should buckle up as we head into Labor Day weekend and any other time on the road, short trips or long. 38 states and the District of Columbia now have mandatory seatbelt laws. But states can't do the job alone. Three times in the last decade, the Senate has passed nationwide standards to improve the current shameful U.S. record on auto and truck safety. Each time, the measure has died in the House of Representatives because of industry pressure. The Senate passed it again this year on the highway bill, but it's pending once more in the House. Major reforms include measures to make auto interiors safer for adults and children and reduce the excessive number of head injuries. 500,000 head injuries a year from car crashes, 50,000 permanently disabled. Safety technology is improving, Al. The best safety features should be available to all car owners, not just those who buy luxury cars. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.